boys and girls. This morning your question is patience. Do you want to come sit? Go and snuggle in. Go ahead, it's okay. Patience. Can anybody tell me what patience means?
You wait.
That's right. The dictionary says it's waiting or persevering for something without being angry, upset, or complaining. And I know that that's hard for us, hard for me. Well, today I'm going to tell you about a plant that I've had to have great patience with. Grace, can you hold that? Not yet. The Bible talks about patience quite a bit, and Grace is going to read a couple verses to us about patience.
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Thank you, Grace. Grace kind of got put on the spot this morning when she came. I asked her to be my reader. At our house, we have a very special plant. It's called a Hoya or a Hawaiian wax plant. And this plant is very old. I took a start off of it from my parents' plant when I was back in high school. So we've had it for a long time. And it's a beautiful plant. It's a thick leafy plant, it's a vine, and the flowers look like wax before they open. And once they open, they look like velvet. You can look up on the screen and you can see. Now, I love those plants. And one day I was in Lowe's, which is probably a mistake for me, and my husband has to have great patience with me when I go to nurseries because I see all that beautiful stuff God made and I want to bring it all home and be surrounded by it. And I saw Hoyas. Now, it wasn't the typical Hoyas that you usually see. There were different varieties that I have never seen before. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I brought those home? It'd be fun to see what the flowers were like. And so I did. I brought 5 of them home. And they grew, and I repotted them, and they grew, and they grew. And we actually had to get a stand in our living room because they were so long, they were touching the ground, the floor in the living room even. And several years ago, I cut off 10 feet off of those. And so finally, we did this. I put hoops, put them in great big pots, and put hoops in there, and they're growing around themselves. And so I think they're a little bit happier. But when I researched Hoyas, I found out that some varieties can take 10 years, up to 10 years to bloom. And I thought, whoa, that's a long time. Can I be patient? And we waited, first year, second year, nothing, nothing. Third year, fourth year, fifth year, nothing. Sixth year, seventh year. They're growing, they're beautiful, they have everything they need, but no blossoms, not on the new varieties. On the old variety, that's what they look like. But the new variety, just leaves. And here we come to the 9th year, nothing. And now we're in the 10th year right now. And all of a sudden, one day, I noticed. I don't know if you can see it. See the little cluster of flowers? They look kind of like an upside down umbrella. That's what they look like before they open. Now this showed up and I thought, oh no, we're gonna be gone when this thing opens up. We've waited all this time and we're still gonna miss it because we had to go help our daughter move. So I prayed, God, will you please help those blooms to hold so we can see them when we get back? And he did. That's what it looks like when it first opens. Here's a close-up. See how waxy they look on the top? See the star? Hoyas, the blooms on Hoyas, every variety that I've seen has a star, no matter what the bloom looks like. See the back looks like velvet? And that's the top. Aren't they beautiful? To me, that was worth the wait. Now, we still have a couple that have never bloomed, so we'll have to be more patient. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But why do I tell you this? Because we are all waiting right now. What are we waiting for? Oh, I heard that. Jesus.
Hi.
A That's right. Yeah, we're waiting for Jesus to come, aren't we? And sometimes I felt like, I've waited so long, I want to sell these plants. They're so big, they're taking up so much room, I just want to sell them. But I thought, if I do that, I won't get to see them bloom. And so I'd wait and wait. And that's the way it is, waiting for Jesus. Sometimes you may feel like, oh, he's never going to come. Wait. Sometimes you may feel like you want to give up. Hang on. Don't give up. Because Jesus is faithful. He has promised he will come. And like Grace read, there is a special blessing for all those that seek Jesus and wait for his coming. Thank you guys for listening. Let's have prayer before you pick up the offering. But before you go, I want to tell you something. I don't have a take home for you today because I couldn't bring you those big plants. I can't even fit in the car anymore. So if your family's okay with it and you want to start off of any of those plants, you let me know and I will start you a plant of your own. You just have to let me know, okay? Okay, we got one taker. So, okay, let's have prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, what a blessing of beautiful boys and girls today. Thank you so much. And we know that as we wait, it is so hard sometimes. But we know there's a blessing in that waiting. We grow in you. And I just pray, Father, that you will give these boys and girls patience. Help them to grow in you. Help us all to be ready when you come. But, Father, help us to also be willing to tell others so that they can be ready too. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.